It's Lori. It's yeah. I turn on my heat at you my did. House.
Oh my gosh, that's
because
pathetic.
I'm like, oh my gosh,
that is well, pathetic.
Oh guys,
have you tried The Time Traveler's Wife on HBO?
No.
Okay.
Tennis is on, hon.
Well, I know.
It's derailing my life for just a half second here. And well, it's colder.
It's, you know, people, Casey was I'm shocked like that it. I didn't. I don't know, Julia. I think we have forgotten some of the problematic things about that Time Traveler's
Wife. I'll
tell you,
here's my first one. Can I guess? Uh-huh. Okay, the main problematic one is it's a story about a man who travels in time and he's in this relationship, this love story, but he shows up naked everywhere. Because when you travel in time, you don't have clothes.
Yeah, and he shows up and meets her when she's a child, which when you think about it is super creepy.
That's so creepy. Do they do it again in this?
Yes.
We love that book. Audrey Niffenfinger.
Yeah, I know it.
A taxidermist.
But Chicago. I haven't watched it yet. I DVR'd it. It is on HBO and then on HBO Max. The critics absolutely hate it. It got a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience gave it a 78% on it. And this is the one with Rose Leslie, who's married to Kit Harington. She's playing in it. But Matthew Gilbert from the Boston Globe, this is what he writes. The bigger problem, and this might have been a problem with the movie with Eric Bana and Rachel McAdams. Yes. The biggest problem is all of the time travel and the rigors of time traveling is boring.
Lori.
And it's boring to see on the screen, whereas when you're reading it in a book, it's a different way.
And
if you overthink in what you see, so on this past Sunday night's episode, now this could make some people want to watch The Time Traveler's Wife.
He's naked.
And he's naked, and he's played by Theo James. That's that's Henry.
He's kind of hot.
Very easy, but there's a flashback scene of the 16-year-old version using his powers to go back in time and perform oral sex on himself when his father walks in and sees the two versions of his son, both naked and in bed together.
Okay, I did not need to know that information. I feel like you've just ruined... I mean, I feel like you've just ruined it for people.
I mean, I think we've blocked out that scene. Was that in the damn book?
I don't think so. I think that is just the liberty of the director or the screenplay person who's translated the book.
But maybe.
But why would they remake this unless it was great? Because the movie stunk so bad after the book. It's such a great concept because the love story is so wonderful.
But the time traveling is the part that's tricky. So
and the Back to the Future time travel was fun.
Yes.
This, I think you should be allowed to time travel with clothes.
Here's Linda Mela from TV Insider. Okay. If only time travel were real, they could use it to go back and do this show right.
Oh, I love it.
It should have been left in the past. That's the Irish Independent.
All right.
But the audience likes it. They like it more than... You know, the critics. So I guess you'll just have to try it. But,
well, can I tell you something I watched? Okay. So we have been hearing, you know, David Letterman does the sit down.
Oh, my next guest needs no introduction.
Yes. And so I really wanted to, I don't know why, do some extra work for the show today. I thought, oh, I'll be prepared. Lori will be so impressed and won't want to talk about Harry Styles, Jagger, Sharon Stone,
or Elvis,
just for a half second, or Lisa Marie. But oh no! Anywho, I'm just teasing you. I had the same reaction as I had listening to his audiobook, Will Smith. Some people loved it. I had such an adverse reaction, and I loved Will Smith. Remember? We loved Will Smith until the book. And he starts out, you know, the first line in the book is, I've always felt like I was a coward. I watched my dad beat up my mom when I was 9 years old. And that's kind of how he comes out with David Letterman. And they're at the Comedy Store doing the interview.
Does David Letterman, are all six of the episodes
They're
available?
All there. Okay. You can go and watch them all. The, you know, the one with, what's her name?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Dreyfus is there. But I just really wanted to watch the Will Smith one to get a perspective because it was before the slap at the Oscars. And I just have decided he's so fake to me in a different way that I never realized. Well, he's trying to be real. He feels so fake.
But how about, did you listen to the part where he talked about doing ayahuasca? 14 times we and talked, having a vision that he threw his career away. Yeah,
we talked about that. I didn't get to that part, okay. But I already read in it's depth like, about
whoa,
that.
Holy premonition.
I love that you know how to say the word because I called it peyote.
Oh, no.
I just did the shortcut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he talks, I guess for me, he feels fake. Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt when he was reading his book. Like, I don't know, I just... Something has changed. It was before the Oscars because right. I got that book.
And yeah, that's, you did.
You can
book.
Send back books, by the way, on Audible. You get to send them back, and I'm just too lazy to figure out how to do it. But I'm sending that one back because I spent like $28 on it. But
that was like in the early days of Kindle. You could share.
Remember,
books with
you
five
should
readers.
Be allowed to share. I've just spent $20 on this book.
Yeah, but they make it impossible. They made it impossible for me to figure out how to do it, and I just gave up on trying to share a book on Kindle.
Same thing.
I know
here.
People know how to do it probably, but I could never figure it out.
It's limited too. But yeah. I guess for me, I don't want to finish it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And
I just got the Sharon Stone memoir.
Well, this is a good story. So we have a new sales rep here who has a very easy name to remember. It's mine, and I'll be able to pronounce it because it's Julia.
Right.
And Colleen and Bradley were giving me crap today on their show about like Julia would remember a show with her name in it. Which is true, and I'll be able to pronounce it. So it's Julia was out walking past the little public library houses, you know, that people have in their yards throughout our Twin Cities area. And I keep forgetting to bring books because we have so many books. I want to put them in them. And so she walks in today and she's walked by when she said, I saw this Sharon Stone memoir. And I thought about you and I thought, oh my gosh, here we go. Lori, will you read it? What year was it written?
I'm totally going to read it. I was just lazy.
This is only a couple years old, isn't it? Because she talked about how when she had...
Let me read you a chapter that just happened to open from Sharon Stone's book, The Beauty of Living Twice. No, I swear,
because
just opened.
She lost all of her language and everything. Remember, she had the stroke.
Page 53. Okay. The first time I went to the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, Lori, stop.
It was for Total Recall. My luggage never arrived, so I wore... The pair of black wide leg linen pants, black t-shirt, black cotton pullover, the huge brightly painted silk scarf designed by my longtime secret boyfriend, and my black open back kitten heel mules that I'd worn on the plane in oh so many ways for oh so many different days. I should add not one of the beautiful women present thought to offer me a hand here and lend me something. I wasn't famous or important, but I was young and pretty and threatening.
Wow, no, you're wrong. So she lost all of her luggage and just owned it and wore the same clothes to everything.
Yeah.
Because remember, she famously wore the Gap shirt to the Oscars, and she's done a couple other one-offs.
But then I would open
That's so funny, Lori.
Why is she always at the Cannes Film Festival? Well, she's been fabulous from the first time she went there.
Oh,
so
Lori.
Anyway, I am going to look forward to reading this book. Her lifelong friend is Grace Jones. And I mean, you know, I'm going to find out all kinds of, I'm going to be even more obnoxious.
I can't wait to the
with
new
my love of Sharon
but
Stone.
But a shout out to the, what do they call those little libraries?
The little libraries.
The little libraries and putting and restocking them with your books, people, because people do use them.
And shout out to a wide leg linen pant.
And Every, for
and
crying out loud.
You can never go wrong with them.
Because I got a wide leg silk pant last year that I love from Evereve.
They are great.
And I didn't think I could wear it because I was so short.
Yeah, but
it works. A wide leg pant is something to...
In the summer, it's just kind of really... It's
sexy
a great thing to travel in.
Yeah.
And if you wear... If it's flowy on the bottom, then wear something a little
tighter on the
top.
Yeah.
There's a way to do
it. I kind of love that.
By the way, if you were worried about Downton Abbey, A New Era, which my mother was worried that no one would go see it, the word of mouth on that, last night, it made more money than it did in the previous 4 days.
Good.
I think people didn't know the movie was out.
I'm so glad to hear that because I was worried because it was down 50%. But when it came out kind of right before COVID, I think it was had 50% more box office results on the first weekend. But
yeah.
I'm so glad to hear this.
Yeah, this is the one set in the south of France. So if you've never been to the south of France,
wanna
and you want to
go
on a thing, but the movie is picking up steam. Maybe fans didn't know about it, but word of
that
mouth is very good. And so, it's of course had great reviews, but I don't think that people kind of realize it was out. It feels like all the buzz about movie has been Top Gun, and then maybe a little Elvis.
Oh, really? You think? Do you think people know Elvis is coming out on June 28th?
June 24th,
excuse me. Do you think people know it's happening? I wonder.
Yeah, I know. All right, listen, it's time to go.
Harry Styles dropped a new album last week, too.
It's called Harry's House, by the way. And the first track is music at a sushi restaurant.
And there's some Matilda song, too, by the way.
Yeah, by the way.
All right, we'll be back with the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Yes.
What are you bringing
us? What kind of dirt do you have? Oh,
we got to talk about Teresa Giudice's fiance.
Oh, Louie.
We've had a bad feeling about him from day one.
Yeah, it's bad news bears, you guys.
What happened?
Well, Louie Reyes, who is Teresa Giudice's fiance, mm-hmm. allegedly pushed his ex-wife into a metal pole during a heated argument back in 2012. Now, this is according to a police report obtained by Page Six that says that his ex-wife, Marissa DiMartino, reported that after her estranged husband dropped off the kids, the two began to argue over finances. The report goes on to say the dispute became heated and culminated with Luis pushing Marissa into a metal support pole in the garage.
Don't you marry... Teresa, don't marry this guy without a prenup. I don't think he has any money.
I don't think he does either, and I don't know why she doesn't get that.
She has dated two men in her life, and she's like 50.
Yeah, she's been so burned. Why can't she figure out the finances? That's what I don't get.
The woman literally went to jail for tax evasion, right?
Yes. So she's, yeah.
I don't know about this one, you guys. I mean, and you're more versed in Teresa than I am. It's just, do you think that she's just a dating toddler, so to speak? Yeah.
She's a dating toddler. She has no idea what she's doing. And he gave her orgasms for the first time in 4 years. And she's like, you know, I'm in love. That oxytocin orgasm haze.
Oh.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Well, and she thinks it's a love bubble, but it's an orgasmic haze.
Yes, you're right.
He's trying to lock her down to marriage before the 2 years is up, because that's when the orgasmic haze fades.
Oh, so you think that he's looking at the chemistry clock, and it's like,
good words.
The chemistry clock.
Britney Spears says that her dad, Jamie Spears, has been hiding so he doesn't have to sit for a deposition.
I believe that.
Detailing his conduct in the conservatorship case. But now her lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, says that they're calling Jamie's bluff. So Jamie said he would sit for a deposition, but only in Kentwood, Louisiana, where he's been hanging out. That's his hometown. Britney's lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, says all of this in legal documents that he'll gladly fly to Kentwood to put Jamie under oath. Matthew Rosengart's ready to go. Said, let's do it. If you're going to do it in Kent, Louisiana, fine.
They probably can't find him.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Because he probably, you know, knows a lot of people, and there's a lot of places to hide out, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can't serve him, and he's, you know, not had an office. I mean, think about what he did to his daughter is unbelievable.
Under the guise of
fatherly love.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Britney Spears, we did talk about this earlier in the show during a Dirt Alert update at the top of the hour. But Britney Spears being courted by Resorts World in Las Vegas for possibly a new residency. I mean, they were very happy that Britney Spears was there over the weekend. If you saw, they had a big thing on the side of the hotel.
Yeah. I saw it, and I also saw the penthouse that she's staying in with the pool, like, on your balcony.
Yeah.
It looks so amazing.
Well, she had a very successful residency
there.
And I'll never forget, though, when Cher spoke out for Britney, and she said, I was performing my residency a couple years into Britney's, and it was common knowledge that her dad kept her medicated to do that show.
Mm.
And it raked in just tons and tons and tons of money, and, she, you know.
Yeah.
And it did. That's a good theater.
Mm-hmm.
Planned Hollywood is fun. Everyone knows the song. So if Britney was being kind of wooden or seemed lethargic or like an auto-tune performance, maybe people wouldn't even really question it because it's Vegas.
Right.
Where it's harder to go out on tour that way, I think.
Oh, yeah. An interesting from a marketing perspective for Resorts World, I thought that was great marketing for them to let you inside the whale suite.
Oh,
because
my gosh.
Nobody's paying for that suite. That is where you go and you drop $100,000 on
right.
the craps table.
You never do get to see the whale stuff.
Yeah. So yeah. I thought that was kind of that a nice is. Little way to lure them in and say, yeah. hey, look, maybe we're going to have Britney Spears. So we already have Katy Perry, Carrie Underwood, et cetera.
Right. And she can do it on her terms. It doesn't have to be the way her dad made her do it, where she did, you know, 40 weeks for 5 years.
Ugh, that's a pretty grueling schedule for
but
a Las Vegas residency. Right. Right.
They'll go, hey, Brittany, you can come here for 12 weeks and you can split up your 12 weeks.
Yeah, because whatever. That's what Vegas residencies are doing
yeah.
in order to attract big time talent.
Yeah.
Is you get little chunks here, mm-hmm. little chunks there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then you just people plan their trips around mm-hmm. those tickets.
Yeah. And you spread it across your properties enough so you got enough yeah. hot people
yeah,
consistently
like
year round. Let's go to the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, where today a Virginia judge ruled against TMZ, allowing its former employee to testify in Johnny Depp's defamation case against Amber Heard.
But he did testify.
He did. He did. No, yeah. but I mean, you know, she's just like catching us up to it. But that was riveting testimony.
Oh, my
guys.
Gosh. Because we learned something new about what TMZ does as paparazzi.
Please tell us.
Well, Lori.
What they well, this guy, he was a former field assignment manager at TMZ. And he dispatched photographers to get pictures. But he basically just said, you know, TMZ, like they got a video that came. And he recognized the video from watching the trial. And he admitted he watched the trial. And it was a video that came from Amber Heard. And it showed Johnny smashing the cupboard. He said, but your video that you guys played in court, you had stuff at the beginning and the end that we didn't have. So this, and I remember when TMZ yep. had this, he goes, we just added the dun, dun, dun. Right. Watched over yes. the copyright so no one else could play it. And we had the exclusive. And he said, we only do that when we get it directly from a source.
Right.
Which was Amber Heard. Also, Amber Heard had testified last week that she was appalled and horrified and had no idea how TMZ paparazzi were outside of the courthouse after she filed the restraining order. And he testified that she was the one who called TMZ. To say where she'd be so they could get the photo. And her lawyer said to him, oh, you're just a clout chaser, this Eileen Bradhart and her whatever her name is. And he goes, I have nothing to gain from this. TMZ is very litigious. I don't know what they're going to do with me. And I could say the same about you representing Amber Heard.
And also think about the relationship that TMZ has with Warner Brothers.
Yes.
Producers of Aquaman and the Fantastic Beasts series.
Yes. And he said, that was the first question he got. Who calls you? And he said, lawyers.
Yep.
Sources directly. And they tend to be, you know, B, C, D list.
He did.
Say
he did
that.
Make a comment, though, about Amber Heard that, you know, she was a C list.
Something like
something.
That.
Pretty
reality, bad. He said, yeah, we hear from people directly themselves to the lower that, you know, we'll get it. He said, but yeah, he said publicists and lawyers call them all the time.
Oh, that's how the tabloids work. But it's nice to see someone on the stand under oath telling us how the sausage gets made.
It was kind of amazing. And then when the lawyer said, well, what was the thing when you got the that she would be outside of court?
Right.
He said, my assignment was to get a picture of her, and she was going to stop and turn so we could get a photograph of the bruise on her face, and it would look like she was caught unaware, but she was cooperating. That's what he testified to today. And Johnny testified today, and Kate Moss testified today. I could have stayed at home all day watching this thing.
And it was a perfect day to stay home because it's so gloomy.
Kate Moss, Johnny Depp's Epps testified today, saying that he never pushed me, kicked me, or threw me down any stairs.
He was off the stand in 2 minutes. The other side didn't even...
They didn't have anything to question because it was the truth.
No, I know it. So anyway, but yeah, it was kind of fascinating listening to that assignment editor. I don't know what this jury's going to do, you guys. I think this thing wraps up this week.
Yeah, it's been 6 weeks.
unbelievable. It is the last week. I know.
Well, I thought since Kate Moss was going to take the stand today in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
You'd remind people who she was.
Well, I wouldn't remind that, but inside their relationship, because...
Kate Moss and Johnny Depp.
That's right. They started dating in 1994 after they met in a New York City cafe, and their romance blossomed into one of the most talked about couplings, as yes. it were, in Hollywood. And then yeah. they broke up after 4 years, and they had all kinds of, they were in the news and the tabloids and People magazine over those years, ruined hotel rooms, drug-ridden parties. Someone ended up hospitalized. And during Depp and Heard's defamation trial, Amber Heard alleged that Johnny Depp once pushed Moss down a flight of stairs. That happened last week. Right. Johnny's attorneys high-fived each other because by Amber Heard invoking the Kate Moss name, it wasn't hearsay, and they could call her to the witness stand.
Got it. They were
so
hot.
She made a mistake. They were so happy. Yeah. And she has never publicly addressed that there was even a rumor, which I'd never heard that rumor before.
But
we were not paying attention to gossip like this in the 90s. To this degree.
To this, okay. Yes.
And, but she's, you know, sources had said it never happened. And she was supportive of him when he was in the thing with the lawsuit with the Daily Mail. But she's never addressed it. And so the fact that
they were hot, if you look at the images.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely beautiful. And she was literally on for maybe 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
And
seriously, that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
And she looked like warm and fuzzy. You know, kind of glowing, thinking about that time for whatever reason. And Johnny was kind of just like smiling. And so I thought, I want to, you know, dig into this. But she just said they were staying at a resort in Jamaica. They were leaving to go somewhere. Johnny had left the room. She tripped and fell down a flight of stairs.
In flip-flops. Yep.
And he picked her up and brought her back to the room and got her medical attention. And that was the end of the testimony. And there was no cross-examination by Amber Heard's people. So again, you know, it's just another thing for the jury to take a look at about these deliberate ways that it seems like Amber was setting out to, like, destroy Johnny Depp. And he was on the stand today, and he was just like, again, very, I never hit this woman. So I thought, I want to dig back into the Johnny Depp Kate Moss relationship. And here's the deal, you guys. So in the mid 1990s, Kate Moss, and she's talked about her relationship with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
But never addressed this one rumor that I think most people didn't even know.
Right.
But in the mid 1990s, Kate Moss was asked by a British morning TV host about how romantic Johnny Depp was when she dated him. And she said, well, he did like to surprise me with parties and presents. And the Big Breakfast host, Gabby Roslin, said to her, oh, go on, what sort of presents? And she said, well, he gave me a diamond necklace once, which he hidden in the crack of his arse.
Okay, and that's hysterical.
Okay, and years later, she reminisced about this arse necklace.
Mm-hmm.
He had said to me, this is Kate Moss saying this about Johnny, come on, we're going to the Russian tea room for dinner.
Oh,
that's such a lovely place.
Love the Russian tea room if you're in New York. Oh, you guys.
I think it closed.
Did it? I think it did. But I feel like it opened maybe. Then again. I'm just going to find out.
And as we were going out the door, he said, Kate, I've got something on my arse. You have to look. I don't know what it is. Will you have a look for me? And she told Nick Knight this at Fashion Film. I'd only known him like 3 months. I put my hand down the back
of his... It's still open, Lord.
It is. Okay, good. I put my hand down the back of his trousers and pulled out this bleeping Tiffany necklace. The necklace is bleeping class, okay? And so anyway, that was like, she's told that story. She's also told the story about how she cried and cried. She told Vanity Fair that she had... she struggled for a long time when they broke up.
She said, cocaine, remember? She
told Vanity Fair in 2012, there's nobody that's ever really been able to take care of me. Johnny did for a bit. I believed what he said. Like, if I said, what do I do? He'd tell me. And that's what I missed when I left. I really lost the gauge of somebody I could trust. I spent years and years crying over him. And one of the things, okay, so he was 31 and she was 20 when they met. Mm-hmm. And they met at Cafe Tabac in the East Village.
Okay.
Talking about Johnny and Keith.
What year was it again?
1994.
Okay.
And former Vanity Fair columnist George Wayne introduced them. Kate walks in with Naomi Campbell. Cafe Tabac was the hangout. Sure. Then I took her hand and took her over to Johnny's table in the middle of the restaurant. Johnny, this is Kate. Kate, meet Johnny. I didn't expect when I did that they would go on to trash 5-star hotel rooms across the globe. And because that is
they
one
were
of
both
the
big partiers.
Yeah. Depp has claimed that he and Kate Moss had sex in every single one of the 63 rooms of the legendary Chateau Marmont in West Hollywood. And he also has admitted to filling a tub with champagne at London's Portobello Hotel for them to bathe in. He has...
Can I tell you something interesting? Because the Vanity Fair guy introduced him.
George Wayne.
Yeah, and Annie Leibovitz used to work for Vanity Fair. And there's a famous photo that he took of Johnny Depp laying naked on top of...
Kate Moss.
Of Kate Moss. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Where she's topless and he's just laying on top of her. Yeah, and they posted that in gosh, well, they're both young and beautiful.
Beautiful, but they're passionate. He's 31 and 20. Yeah. They were legendary. In September 1994, police were called to the Upper East Side's Mark Hotel where they found Moss and a possibly intoxicated Johnny Depp in a trash presidential suite after a fight. Depp blamed the mess on an armadillo he said was hiding in the closet. No such creature was found.
Okay, excuse me, how messed up do you have to be that there's a possum in the closet?
Yeah.
There's a leathery-tailed possum, armadillo.
A criminal court charge dismissed the charge against Depp on the condition he stay out of trouble for 6 months. Johnny paid the Mark $2,000 for damages. And although they broke up after 4 years in a rumored engagement, they appeared together briefly at the Cannes Film Festival in May of 1998, where Kate was reprimanded for wearing her bikini in the hallways of the legendary Hotel de Cap Eden Rock.
Okay.
Eden Rock. In response, she trashed her hotel room. And she's been banned from, this is the hotel to stay in for all the for life.
Okay.
She can never go there. And he told Hello Magazine in 1998 that he was responsible for the breakup. He said, I've never got that emotional over a woman before. I've been so stupid because we had so much going for us. I have to take responsibility for what happened. I was difficult to get along with. I let my work get in the way. I didn't give her the attention I should have. And so he said the whole thing was crazy because I should have never got so worked up over what people had to say about my acting. Sure, I should care about my movies, but when I get home, I should leave that stuff behind. So
when did he meet Vanessa?
Well, he was with her from 1998. So after Kate Moss. He's been a serial monogamous. Yeah,
Winona Ryder was before Kate Moss.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And was. So was Dirty Dancing Gal.
Jennifer Grey. That's right.
Okay.
And he was with Vanessa from 98 until 2012. So he basically, within a year of Kate Moss, had
met Vanessa
and was bewitched.
Yeah.
By her,
yes.
You know, and they fell in love and had their two children. And so anyway, it's, you know, people have, they both were like, they were in the tabloids quite a bit.
Oh.
Their romance was something to follow. But yeah, she was on the witness stand for 2 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
And they didn't even want to cross-examine her or anything.
No. So this thing is wrapping up this week.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but
I feel like it's going to be mute. I just feel like neither side's going to win. I think they're just going to say, you didn't prove it and you don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You'd think with all the watching of Court TV I'd done, I could pay more attention to the legal beagles that are weighing in. But
the legal beagles are basically saying it's going to be very difficult. Like,
yeah, impossible for him to win.
Yeah.
But she is getting caught in some of her circle of
lies.
Stories and lies that maybe she's told herself And that could be, that's how the story she told herself to get through, you know, what this very toxic relationship that she had with Johnny. It seems to me that they were both completely awful with one another.
Awful and self-absorbed.
But it would have been so much better off if she'd just gotten therapy, given that money when she got the money from Johnny. She got, that was another lie she got caught in. She said she couldn't donate $3.5 million to the ACLU or the Children's Hospital because she was getting sued by Johnny Depp, but she had the money 13 months before that ACLU wrote that op-ed. So I don't know. I mean, it's a scandal that covers both of them.
It does.
And, you know, it's...
And we know more than we ever...
thought we would ever know.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go back to Penthouse 5 and take a nap.
Right.
All right, we're going to come back. We've got the rest of the headlines. It's Lori and Julia on My Talk. I have to tell you, I've been seeing Martha Stewart on a different network, which I thought was unusual because she's NBC's Golden Girl. She's been on ABC lately, and let's just call Aging Goal. She looks fantastic. Yeah. But tonight there's a special at 7 o'clock on ABC, which is our very own Channel 5.
Yeah.
So it's the Great American Tag Sale with Martha Stewart. Now, why this I think would be cool, because she is actually decluttering her home and having a sale.
Yeah, she's been having this sale.
Yes. Her vast collection of art, mm-hmm. of knickknacks, of housewares and furniture. She shares anecdote about the precious doodads that she has, including a Louis Vuitton trunk, a jadeite. Is it, how you say that? Jadeite? J-A-D-E-I-T-E? Glassware? Bueller? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Someone will tell us. As she organizes a 2-day charity sale at her Bedford, New York farm. She also will tell you.
I would just want to go to the farm. I would go to the sale.
Well,
just
I want to go to the sale
property.
To see the farm, because then when she does her, I love, she just does everything so beautifully.
You know, that's very nice that, you know, she's thinking of this ahead of time and not leaving this for her kids to have to deal with all her crap.
Well, right. And she also is just going to give tips on how to have a successful sale, and maybe she'll give tips on how to host an event. I mean, she's just Martha Stewart. She really is good at what she does. Other things that are happening on ABC tonight, I'm an ABC rep today, mm-hmm. is the American Dog Rescue Show. And this is a canine competition with rescue dogs that looks like it's really going to be fun. And there's winners like Best Underbite.
Oh,
you know, best in belly rubs, best in this, but the money's going to a local, you know, dog mm-hmm. Place. And so that is happening too, if you're wondering what to do tonight. I don't know. I'm almost done with the Lincoln Lawyer. I have one more to go.
I got to get back to that.
I have one left.
Casey and I caught up with Better Call Saul, you know, because they split Better Call Saul.
Kind of like Ozarks and everything.
Yeah, it's like everyone does. Breaking Bad, I think, was the first. So they had 12 episodes, but we saw the sixth episode. The show comes back like in mid-July. Uh-huh. And my gosh.
Is it so good? This is the last season.
Yeah, it is.
This is the last season. And you think that's worth it? Like, if you didn't watch Breaking Bad, could you just watch Better Call Saul?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Because they're only a half an hour, right?
And they're an hour. No, okay. They're an hour, but it's, you know, it's before Breaking Bad.
That's right.
Saul, yeah, it is like somehow before. I think.
You're right, Lori, because he becomes a...
But it's just, it's kind of intense. So, but we were watching The Lincoln Lawyer, and that's kind of like in the realm of Goliath and Bosch.
Comfort legalese.
Legalese.
With good looking people and
compelling storylines.
Yeah.
And I love when they're filmed in LA. I love that.
And they had a scene in front of the Viper Room. Yes. They have scenes in front of places that I mean, it really kind of, I like the destination filming.
Yeah, same. And they do a lot of filming in West Hollywood. And I love seeing our Becky Newton in The Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, that was such a fun show.
And then, you know, what's his name? Who played Ugly Betty's little brother?
Oh, yes. He's got a show. He is in Hacks.
He's in Hacks.
What was his name? I forget. It was so, let me just look.
I can't remember what his name is, but at the red carpet premiere for Hacks, and that's I've got to watch that.
It's so good.
We're kind of just letting.
Mark Indelicato? Indelicato.
Yeah.
Indelicato.
Yeah, he's so cute. But I think we're just going to wait till those are all out so we can just like
Because they're only half
gobble
an hour.
Gobble it up.
Yeah.
Like a bonbon.
Because
isn't it once a week now?
Yeah. But you get three right away.
Right. Okay.
She goes to a garage sale, too.
Oh, she does?
In one of them. Oh, my gosh. And she has a tour bus. Wow. What goes on those buses is pretty darn cool.
It's like yesterday it was Hicksville Palace trailer that everyone was looking up. Today it's the TMZ guy. He's getting
and again, it's the obsession du jour, the Johnny Depp court TV trial. Mm-hmm. I know it really has just become an obsession.
Yeah.
What's for dinner at your house, Lori? Did you cook something?
You know, I don't know. I'm feeling like this could be a French toast night, you guys.
Or soup. Or chili.
I don't think there's any soup, but I saw milk and eggs and some sourdough
cinnamon
bread.
And if you have syrup.
I live with your brother. Do you think our house never has syrup? When I left for Cabo, I hid the syrup and I almost hid the honey.
Do you know how funny that is?
Oh, no. I just had the lady who cleans my house had just left my house. And I thought, if I leave the syrup out, I'm just going to come home to a trail of
syrup.
Sticky
ants.
Well, no ants.
The ants are marching one by one.
Yeah,
right
now, don't have any ants at our house, but I mean, it's more a trail of he's more stickier than a 5-year-old. Between jam, honey, and syrup, and his international coffee foods.
Oh,
coffee
gosh.
That he
it's
says
just sugar in a
that's
cup.
That's just sugar in a cup.
Sugar in a cup. Uh huh.
So anyway, yeah, I did. I hit the syrup.
You hit it all. Okay, so this is kind of a cute story, and you and I are big Garth Brooks fans for going way back. But Garth Brooks made a woman's dream come true during his Massachusetts concert last week. Jessica Klucki held a sign up that caught his eye.
Pays to carry those concert signs.
It really does, and the sign read "Bangor, Maine, 1992." I saved your guitar pick for 30 years. Do you want it back?
Oh gosh, that's funny.
And I, Garth says, she said, I saw him back in 92. I was 8 years old.
Oh my God.
He was just starting out. I happened to be on my uncle's shoulder when he was singing a song and he handed his guitar pick down to me. This, Jessica said, instead of accepting the pick back, Garth Brooks gave her another one along with a guitar.
Oh,
and he says, maybe one more thing. He handed her his guitar and said, if you gave me the opportunity to meet anybody in the world that who's I could pick, I'd pick you. It brought tears to her eyes. The dream came true. She got, how sweet. I love that Garth Brooks. He gave her a guitar. The pick and the guitar.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick up a pick and go to Keith Urban's concert and say, I have this pick from when you were here, you know, and here I'm going to give it back. What fake signs can we make?
I feel like Billy Joel Armstrong on that last tour. He gave a guitar at the end of every show.
I believe it.
Or in the middle of the show. Sure. You'd ask a kid in the audience who knew how to play some song, and there would always inevitably be like a 13, 14-year-old kid who would know the song, and they'd go up, he'd let him play, and then he'd let him leave with the guitar. That last tour,
so
whatever
sweet.
That was. I know.
I love that idea.
I know.
We'd take guitars. We'd take them. All right, what else do we know, Lori?
Well, Sissy Spacek, you know, they are loving her and J.K. Simmons in Night Sky on Amazon, if you haven't watched
Grant's
that.
Grant's watching this.
Yeah.
I think that's another one. Gosh, we just talk about
TV.
You know, we do nothing else, people.
Well, I know.
We're getting out of the rut of it.
You know, we've been watching
it's
TV
a hard
for
habit
2 years.
To break.
Yeah,
it really kind of is.
But people are liking it. And she is doing an interview with Esquire magazine, and it's just kind of, I love her. She's been married to her husband for 50 years.
Who is her husband? Anyone we know?
I know, but I mean, they've been married a long time, and Jack Fisk is his name.
All right.
Yeah.
It's kind of sweet, though. I love that she's getting a, you know, a role.
Well, she was in Castle Rock. She's been always kind of working.
I
kind of
love that.
This is kind of getting people.
People are liking it.
Liking this show, Night Sky.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And Heidi, good job, honey. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Have a great night.
Job done. Off you go.